Welcome to Intentional Living Center. We're going to wrap up this week, talk about communication in marriage. That either brings groans or a smile to your face, because we know communication, as one author put it many years ago, is a key to a happy marriage. Communication is a key. If you want to have a happy marriage, you got to communicate. Of course, we communicate all day, sometimes misunderstood, but how do we communicate intentionally, effectively in our marriage? Let's talk about it. Let's communicate.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. We're going to open the phone lines right now, and we'd love to talk to you. Let's communicate. Talk about what works, what doesn't work, what are you wrestling with in marital communication, what have you learned, how to do this intentionally. This is your opportunity to be a part of this. We're all in this together. Give me a call, 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. I was coming in the studio this morning and thinking about the program, thinking about the topic. That's how I kind of prepare as I'm driving and thinking. And I was thinking about Donna and I. We've been married a lot of years. And even after all these years, we still struggle with communication. It's just part of, I guess, part of the fallenness of humanity. And I'm just I'm a bottom line kind of person. Just tell me what you want, you know? Give me the bottom line and I'm fine. And Donna's better at making suggestions, see? So I've learned over the years that a suggestion is really a directive. But she's so kind about it. So she'll just suggest, don't you think, that's how she'll start, don't you think it would be nice? In other words, it would be like, hey, why don't you do that? Communication. You know, one of the things we learn about communication, because we talk so much here at Intentional Living about expectations, all of us as people, we're individual, we have different personalities, we have different needs for communication. Some people need to have all the details in order to get to the bottom line. In other words, if I can't connect A to B to C to D to E, and you're talking F, I'm lost, you know? And so some people need to go through the whole process. And so expectations are different. And when expectations are not met, we've talked about it, right? When they're not met, it creates disappointment. And we live in an abbreviated culture today with social media. Everything is abbreviated. We communicate just, you know, in little data, you know, how much data do you have to send to each other? In marriage, you got to sit down, look eye to eye, and really unpack and talk and share. That's really what we're talking about. Love to have you join us. What have you learned about marital communication that works? Or maybe you're trying but not working. We can help you here at Intentional Living. 888-888-1717. We have Denise on the line. Welcome to the program. What have you learned, Denise, about communicating with your husband?
Well, my husband and I have been married almost 28 years, and in our first couple months, we've taken premarital classes and all that. Both strong Christian families raised, and we were sure we had it down. And in the first couple weeks, we realized we were talking about some totally different things. He would say, do you want some French fries? In the drive-thru, and I'd say, no, and then I'd eat his, and he would say, well, I would have bought a bigger one if you said yes. Or when he said, you know, where do you want to have dinner? I'd say, I don't care. He said, well, I get to decide, but I do care. I want to have a discussion. And we both realized early on we were having completely different conversations without even knowing it.
So there's two different, like you say, two different conversations going on. So how did you solve it in your marriage?
Well, the problem for women is I think we somehow think all of our husbands are mind readers. And so early on, I think he learned it faster than I did. And he would say, okay, I know you said you don't care, but I was thinking Mexican. And so he realized we need a conversation. Or I know you said you don't want any French fries. Is that because you're not hungry or because you think you don't really want them, but you might eat them? And if you do, I'll just buy a bigger one. We can throw them away if we don't eat them. And I realized, gosh, I think he's some kind of magic genie, and I'm trying to set him up for failure, and I didn't mean to. I just didn't realize that he wasn't speaking the same language I was.
Hey, listen, I think, Denise, that if you can get the French fry thing solved, it's sort of a pattern for the bigger stuff in life. But I think Denise's call illustrates that it's sometimes in those little areas that we start to develop these misunderstandings. I thought you meant, or why didn't you say, or you said this when you really meant that. You've heard me say, if you've been to one of my conferences at Intentional Living, you've heard me say that I judge myself by my intentions, right? But you're judging me by your expectations. And so if my intentions are, well, I thought I communicated, I thought I was clear, my intention was good, but your expectation was that I would be, well, maybe more clear, or we would spend time discussing it. And if the expectation is not met, that creates disappointment. When my intention was good, well, you could see what happened. This is what's happening in marriages all the time. What do you wrestle with? What have you found that works? Or maybe you have a question for me. Intentional Living has one goal. That's to help you be intentional, to be successful, in this case, in your marriage. Give me a call. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. We got Patricia on the line. And let me see. She's in Michigan. Patricia, how can I help you today?
Well, my question is, how do you communicate? My husband's not a Christian. I am. We've been married for 30 years. I try to listen carefully and repeat what he says, but he's one of those people that whatever he says is right, and whatever I say, if it doesn't agree perfectly with him, is wrong. And I need to know how to biblically get around that barrier so that God can reach him.
Well, a great deal of patience. Obviously, if your goal is to reach him spiritually, to reach him for Christ, that's never an excuse, however, for having poor communication, just being a non-Christian. There's a lot of non-believers who are great communicators. They communicate very well. And there's a lot of people who love God deeply and go to church, and they're terrible communicators. They haven't learned how to do it. So it's not just a function of being a Christian or a non-Christian. Do you guys have time when you get together and talk about important things?
Not much.
Okay.
He's not interested in talking about important things.
And so you feel isolated on, obviously, your spiritual life, but other things you'd like to talk about.
Right.
So who do you talk to?
I'm in a Bible study, ladies' Bible study, and three of us got together because we all have similar husbands and we have similar needs so that we can share them in safety with no one else.
Okay. It's not a beat-up-the-husband kind of a group, is it?
No. We share our concerns. We pray about it. We pray for each other for the areas that we need to be working on for our husbands.
And that's good. You know, I do think that when you have an opportunity to pray for your marriage, for your spouse, is a good thing. But I ask that question because your group may not be, but some are. They become gossip places and places where, frankly, men are not going to be too thrilled to know their wives are getting together to talk about their husband in a negative way. Not that yours does, as you said, but some do. As you can imagine, that can be the other way around. Guys can do it as well. Let me suggest this for you, Patricia, that may be helpful. One thing, right? One thing that might be helpful. So often, and this is, I'm giving you a real typical kind of a scenario. It doesn't always work this way. The man feels overwhelmed sometimes because if he starts to communicate, there's like a whole bunch of stuff that's on the table and he gets overwhelmed. And we kind of departmentalize things. Can I suggest maybe you keep a little list together of some topics, of some things you want to talk about? Maybe the kids, the grandkids, maybe it's the finance. Maybe it's a good thing. You know, it could be some positive thing you want to talk about. And set a specific time as a couple each week, maybe two nights a week for just a half hour, and you take one thing off the list and say, hey, can we just talk about this one thing? That's it, just one thing. And when the clock is finished and the bell goes off, that's it. It's the end of discussion, so you don't get stuck, okay? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Ooh, it looks to me like we have a surprise phone call. We're going to get to that. Stay tuned. We're going to get to that in just a moment right after this.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Lord, I pray that you will deliver my child from any fear that threatens to overtake her. You said that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power and love and of a sound mind. Flood her with your love and wash away all fear and doubt. Give her a sense of your loving presence that far outweighs any fear that would threaten to overtake her. Help her to rely on your power in response to her prayers in a way that establishes strong confidence in your love for her. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
You know, when a mom prays, things happen. And if you're a mom or a grandmother, or you know a mom who believes in the power of prayer, sometimes doesn't even know how to pray, we have a resource that was created by our friend Stormy O'Mardian, best-selling author. She has a whole life dedicated to the power of prayer. She's written a book called The Power of a Praying Mom, Powerful Prayers Both for You and for Your Child. One page, a prayer for you. On the next page, a prayer for your child. A prayer very similar to what you just heard. And we've been sending this book out just this month, and we're down now to the last few days of May. And it's our gift to you as you stand up and say, you can count on me, Randy, and team to be a part of the Intentional Living Ministry. We are passionate about this message. And frankly, your support allows us to do this. It's the fuel that keeps us going. And as you stand with us monthly, boy, that multiplies, doesn't it, every month. But this month, as you share a gift, whatever it is that God lays on your heart, and you request this, we'll make sure the power of a praying mom comes your way. Get it today. We're limited supply and limited hours left. You can receive it today by going to theintentionallife.com and sharing your best gift with Intentional Living. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours. And the staff is here today. They'll will be off on Monday for the holiday, but today you can call 888-888-1717 and press number 4. And I just want to say in advance, your support on a monthly basis will make you a member. And members, you receive my ongoing teaching on CD that's just for members only. And this month it's on the topic, The Problem of Self. And it's our gift to you today. We're talking communication in marriage. I can't think of anything much more important to communicate about life, about relationships, about the future, about finance, about the kids. Communication means what's said is understood, and there's an intimacy that occurs around communication. Poor communication will destroy any relationship, and a marriage relationship is especially painful when it's not including good communication. What works for you? What doesn't? Do you have a question for me? Our phone line is open at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. I'm smiling. I commented before the break. I think we have a surprise call here. Kevin, welcome to the program. It looks to me like your wife, Denise, was our first caller today. Is that right?
Yes. I was driving in my truck and listening, and there was my wife.
Oh, so you didn't know she was calling?
No.
All right. Well, those who didn't hear her, she talked about you guys learned early on that you could be in the same room but talking about different things. What's your take on all this, Kevin?
Well, she's right. We had to learn how to talk so that the other one was having the same conversation that you were having.
So how do you do it as a man?
Well, one of the things that I learned is that sometimes she'll want to talk about her day or about some event that happened. And I found that I was always looking for a solution when she was just looking to purge, just to talk, just to get it out of her system. And I had to learn to listen.
Which sounds ridiculous to many men. Why do you want to just say something without fixing it?
Right.
Yeah, all right. So you've learned just to listen.
We don't have to fix everything. Sometimes she just wants to talk, and I just need to listen. And that has made me appreciate her a lot more and made me appreciate what the scripture says about listen swiftly or listen quickly.
How has doing this, working on this intentionally in your marriage, made a difference in your relationship?
Well, it's allowed us to enjoy every moment that we have together. She's the one that I want to hang out with. I don't feel the need to have alone time. We value the time that we get to spend together.
Well, hey, listen, Kevin, I'm glad you were driving along and heard your wife. I wonder how often that happens. Thank you for your call, man. I hope Denise kept the radio on as well. You guys have something to talk about now when you get together, don't you? Hey, listen, communication, I think both Denise and her husband, Kevin, demonstrate that. I mean, the fact that they're willing to get on the radio, they gave you a little piece of how they both approach this communication thing. He woke up to the fact that he was looking for solutions when she was looking just to talk. And as I said to Kevin, I think that drives some men clearly up the wall. Don't understand, if there's a problem, let's just solve it, you know? And I know I'm generalizing, but how many, come on guys, you could raise your hand. How many times have you come home and maybe from work or whatever, and you've asked your wife how things are going? She said, fine, really not fine. But instead of stopping and going a little deeper and unpack what fine really means, you kind of accept it at face value and move on. And she's feeling or sensing that, hey, didn't you tell in the inflection of my voice that fine really wasn't fine? And so we laugh about these things, but I'll tell you what happens at the end of the day. This communication thing is a huge, huge deal. I share a story from many, many years ago about an older couple who came to me many years ago. And at the end of the first session, I could see they were clearly not communicating. And she brought up the fact that 25 years earlier, he had said one thing that she had lingered on, had heard, that was so disturbing, upsetting to her. Man, he was clueless. He had no idea what he had said. He couldn't remember, and certainly willing to apologize and move on. But we can get this stuff stuck in our lives, and when we do, it creates a huge problem. All right, let's go to, let me see, Mary Ann, right? Mary Ann is on the line in Arizona. Welcome to Intentional Living.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. What have you learned about communication, Mary Ann?
Well, I am in a amazing marriage, and it is not my first. And I have realized through the years that I grew up in a environment where there was a lot of nitpicking going on. Mm. And I just automatically did that in my previous marriage. And I did a lot of growth and soul searching and found an amazing man and heard on a public television segment that the happiest couples that Wayne Dyer was actually the person that he knew were people who praised each other, who talked about each other in positive ways and talked about their marriage in a positive way.
Sure, that's right.
And that was like a huge light bulb for me. And my husband and I do that daily. I mean, we are just amazed at how blessed we are to have found each other and to have found the love that we have. And when there are times when something is happening that I'm not real happy with or he's not real happy with, I know for myself, and I'm sure he does the same, I focus. I train my mind to say, okay, stop focusing on what you don't like and remember the things that you fell in love with, you know,
yeah.
And it really does help bring your mind back to that positive.
Absolutely. Marianne, I could think as a little kid, you know, and Sunday school, we would sing the song, "What Count Your Many Blessings, Name Them One by One." And that's should happen in our marriage as well. Just think about, and I tell couples who are focusing on some problems because marriage has problems, it's easy to focus on all of the things, the laundry list of things you don't like about your spouse, the things you'd like to see different about your spouse, but to stop from time to time and say, hey, listen, here's some things I really appreciate, faithfulness or hard work or loyalty or whatever those things are that you really appreciate, to be able to focus on those things. It's like a thermostat in your house, you know, in the wintertime, you need to turn it up to get a little warmer and down in the summer to get it cooler. But what happens with communication, when we have good communication in a way that's positive, that's productive, that's really loving, we can raise the temperature in a healthy way. And we want to, if you want to have a cold relationship, have a lot of negativity in your marriage. It certainly doesn't work. Okay, Mary Ann, thank you for your call today.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. We're talking about marriage communication. We got Kaylee on the line. We'll get to Kaylee in a moment. You're welcome to join us as well. Talk about communication. 888-888-1717.
As a mom, you know how vital it is to pray for your kids, but maybe you don't know where to start. Hang on, because we've got help. Dr. Randy Carlson and Intentional Living want to make available to you for a limited time Stormy Omartian's book, The Power of a Praying Mom. There are dozens of prayers for you and your child. Prayers for wisdom, guidance, protection, comfort, peace, and so much more. For your best gift today, or when you become a member of Intentional Living with your monthly gift, you'll receive this amazing book that will transform not only your prayers, but your life. and see what God will do in the life of your child. Go to theintentionallife.com and click on Donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Thanks!
Imagine being able to say you've toured Washington, D.C. with Dr. Randy Carlson.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy. Donna and I are excited to vacation with you as we walk the paths of our founding fathers, discovering God's grace in bringing forth this great nation. We'll immerse ourselves in the heart of D.C., viewing historical sites and monuments, and taking in the documents and stories that have helped shape life as we know it. Plus, we'll spend an unforgettable day at the first ever museum dedicated solely to the Bible. And we'll enjoy a starlit dinner cruise along the Potomac.
And that's only a portion of the full itinerary for this amazing vacation. Check out all that's in store for you at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com for Intentional Living's Washington, D.C. tour, October 10th through 16th.
Hey, listen, this is going to be a fantastic week. I learned yesterday that we're also going to have a tour, nighttime tour of Washington, to see these iconic sites lit up as they are, these beautiful monuments. And the thing that's cool about this is we're going to be together. We'll be traveling together. We'll be learning together. It's going to be a fantastic thing. And by the way, we had a planner putting all this together for us. I suppose you could call him our Intentional Living Washington, D.C. vacation planner, Joel James. I love that, two first names. Joel is on the line. Joel, and you know, we're not going to be roughing it by any stretch of the imagination, are we?
Yeah, well, I can promise you we're not going to be on any Army surplus vehicles. We're going to use state-of-the-art motor coaches. When you travel with Intentional Living, we want you to have a top-class experience. We're staying at the beautiful Omni Shoreham Hotel, which is a famous historic hotel in Washington, D.C. We're going to ride on state-of-the-art motor coaches that have Wi-Fi and many times a USB plug-in so you can charge your phone. And there's bottles of water on the bus that you can get and things like that. And, you know, another thing that's great to note, the price includes the airfare. There's a tour-only price if they want as well, but if they want to take advantage of the group air, you know, this tour, they fly out of one of a couple different air cities that we have available and fly right to D.C. and we pick them up at the airport and get them to the hotel. And it's really kind of a door-to-door type of experience. When we go out for dinner, we're going to have dinner, you know, just tremendous dinner experiences and dinners in the hotel, breakfast in the hotel. You know, it's going to be top class for those who come with us.
All right. Hey, listen, Joel, I'm ready to head out tomorrow, but we're going to have to wait. October 10th through 16th. It's going to be a lot of fun. Joel mentioned about the group flight arrangements out of some of the key cities. And here's the deal. We learned yesterday there's a limited time for that. And so if you've been thinking of getting the registration to come and be with us, do it today. Do it. Certainly, this would be a great weekend to get signed up. All the information available at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. All right, Kaylee's on the line in Arizona talking marriage communication today. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Go right ahead.
I'm having a really hard time communicating with my husband. This is it's never been easy since we got married. It'll be a year in July, but divorce was brought right on the table first day we got married.
Oh.
So it's been really hard. Later on, I learned that, you know, he was using that move, or that, you know, that the D word, to hurt me. And it's just been really hard to recover and to, like, renew, you know, just try to renew our relationship every day. Just trying to forgive them for.
Mm-hmm. Is it in his heart, in your heart, to make this marriage work at the deep level? But for both of you.
For both of us, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I really do believe that, you know, okay, we want, you know, a happy marriage where we can love each other for
That's
the rest
good.
Of our lives.
So early on, things were said, the D word, as you said, used, very damaging to your spirit, to your heart. And he knows that? He recognizes that now?
Yeah, we had probably, you know, within the last, you know, 10 months, it's been used over a dozen times.
Yeah.
And, you know, he admitted to me that, you know, he would say it to hurt my feelings.
Well, it's a powerful, it's the It's the nuclear weapon, if you please, of a marriage. I mean, it's the ultimate item, the word that can, you call it the D word. I think we don't even want to say it, the D word. And of course, we recommend very strongly that word should never be in the vocabulary of a couple who wants to make their marriage work. You don't use it. But, you know, people do that. They bring, maybe he learned to do that. Maybe he saw that in his family. I don't know. But obviously, there has to come a point where we get that word out, because we're focusing on the actions that are going to move us in a way to make the marriage work. And so, Kaylee, I think that at the end of the day, if I hear your heart saying, I want this to work, but my heart is aching and it's been hurt and damaged, and I hear you say about him that he too wants to make it work, but when things get tough, you don't know how to communicate, there's this pattern of falling into, you know, kind of destructive use of the word, the D word, or other kinds of things. I think acknowledging that and then finding a really top-notch, godly counselor, someone who can help you, a communications type of coach, who can just help him and help you communicate. I'll tell you what's going to be needed in the process is going to be forgiveness, right? Setting of the goals. We talk about intentional living, setting godly goals, knowing God's intention. God's intention is for good communication in marriage. God's intention is for us to be on the same page, to go in the same direction. The scripture said, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. God never used the D word with us. He loves us. You know, there's not the divorce word in our relationship with him. And that should be a pattern in our relationship with each other. I would just really encourage you. You're into this first year, and marriages often stumble in the first few years. In fact, most divorces occur in the first 7 years of a marriage. And I would encourage you to get to a level where you can talk about the things that really matter, go through a process of forgiveness, and both of you can make a decision to eliminate. I have a word shredder I take to our conferences. And what I do with the word shredder is I ask people to take the words that they use in their marriage that damage their marriage and then get them out of their vocabulary. Hang on, Kaylee. I'm going to have Sally get your address, and I want to send you a book that is going to be very practical. It's full of a lot of content for you. It's called Starve for Affection. It talks about the power of affection and love and communication in marriage, and we're going to send that to you as our gift today. All right, thanks for joining us. We're going to stay right here and record a program, this same topic, that's going to air down the road, I don't know, in another month or two. And if you want to join us with a question or comment on marriage communication, you can slip in right now at 888-888-1717. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have a very interesting program. It's called Dear Younger Me, What Would You Tell a Younger Self? Very interesting and powerful program. See you then. Have a good day.